The first reading is from the Song of Songs. And John's description of Mary is redolent with this text. That's why they picked it. She's searching for Jesus. And she loves him. You see, on my bed at night I sought him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise then, go about the city, in the streets and crossings I will seek him whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. This is her life, right? The watchmen came upon me as they made the rounds of the city. Have you seen him whom my heart loves? I had hardly left them when I found him whom my heart loves. So Mary Magdalene is one of the patron saints of having a deep and strong affection for Jesus. There are outstanding saints who have that. Francis was another one. Bernard was another one. Loved Jesus. Really loved him. This woman, you know, early in the morning, the sun has just begun to rise. She's going to the tomb. Why? She probably couldn't tell you. You know, I just want to weep. And then we have this marvelous dialogue where, you know, she went and told Peter and the other disciple, and they ran, and all that part about them running and all the rest is skipped today. We don't read that part because the gospel is long enough anyway. But these four, there are four scenes in John of the resurrection. There's this one, and then there's the one to Mary Magdalene that we're looking at now, and then there's two to the disciples. And they're all a growth in faith. And they conclude with my Lord and my God. So it's framed by the two disciples and then by a former prostitute and a doubter. Why? To help us. To help us. Nobody here would deny that Jesus is risen, but what the difference does it make? How often do we think about the conquering of death? And so he first just talks to her, woman, why are you weeping? They've taken my Lord. How can you take a Lord? I mean, he's Lord. They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him. And then she turned around and she saw Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. And he says the same thing. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him. Just trying to. And then he speaks her name, Mary. And the connection is made. See, this is a description of a life of prayer. See, search, search, search. But when from the Lord's side there is an address, the name, Mary, he knows right away, you know, who it is. So she calls him Rabuni. That's for the rabbi. But in the pronunciation, and it's amazing that he did this, of the Galileans, Rabuni. And then, don't cling to me any longer, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. When I ascend to the Father, you can cling to me all you want. Cling to me in your heart all day. Love me, listen to me, do what I tell you. You can cling to me all day. Now, go tell my brothers. So she's the first apostle of the resurrection. Now this text, tell my brothers. If you remember Psalm 22, the Passion Psalm, the last line in that psalm is, I will declare your name to my brothers. So now, they're not his disciples. They're his brothers. Resurrection changes everything. And so now, they're his brothers. You see? Tell them, I'm going to my Father and your Father. Because we're one family. When I rose from the dead, I broke the back on every human sin and weakness there is. You just come to me, and I will claim you for my own and bring you to the Father. And so then, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, in essence, the whole preaching of the church, I have seen the Lord. That's the proclamation of the church for the last 2,000 years, one way or another. And if we can't say that, we can't preach. I don't mean we need a vision, but I mean, see, baptism in the Spirit is supposed to bring us to a living knowledge of the Lord and to love Him, obey Him, listen to Him. And if we do that, He will bring us, you see. And so she went and said that, the first apostle. And then she said, you know that's a phrase. The apostle to the apostles was Mary Magdalene. Okay.